Blog Talk Radio.
So you got the commish here live on this early Saturday morning. OSL After Dark. We got a lot of callers calling in. The lines are blowing up. We're starting right now with the 586. 586, you're now live on the air with the commish. What's up?
What's up, Greg? It's Vipers.
We got Fuse Vipers coming in from Macomb, Michigan. How's everything going for you?
Good, how are you? You sound a little stuffy. You feeling on the weather?
Oh, yeah, no. No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, you just sound a little sick. So I checked up on you.
I've been sneezing a lot, man. I don't know. I'm a little congested or something. I don't know. Something's going on. Either way.
Pretty silly over here.
Either way. So the Long Beach 32 tournament has started. You are in there participating. Who'd you get in the first round?
I'm playing a guy I don't think anyone has heard of. McKellum, I believe it is, or McKellum or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
so
Mac Killam.
Yeah, Mac.
Yeah.
Not sure how he plays, but if anyone has any information.
Yeah, I found him out in the on Madden on the forums. I just invited him, and he came in. He said, yeah, he was familiar with OFL now, so he said one of his friends had played in a tournament. So he said, yeah, he's going to jump in. So that was pretty cool. It's nice not to have to sit there for an hour and try to convince these people that we're legit, because he had already heard that we're legit. So that was kind of new. So we got another caller here from the 941. 941, you're now here with Macomb, Michigan's finest, Fuse Vipers. Or I guess runner-up to finest, because you got pro sports from Macomb, Michigan. He's the pride and joy.
He's right behind me. What up? Hey, since I had a good... What up, baby? There's Bill Bill.
Hey, what up, Pro Sports? 941, you're now on the air. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with on this early Saturday morning?
This is Debo 37. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Debo? How you doing? Debo,
I'm doing
also, right. we're sitting here just talking a little bit about the Long Beach 32 tournament, and actually your game was the first to kick off and get the tournament started. Unfortunately, you suffered a loss by – you played a new guy named trying to think of what – do you remember what his name was? I don't even know.
Kibble and Vix or something like that. Yeah, he pulled my ass up.
Kibbles and Vix. So he was pretty good?
Yeah.
I found him on Facebook. I'm not, or actually, he found me. So I don't know anything about the guy. For all the listeners out there, he Kibbles and Vix put a good beating here on our friend and fellow member Debo. So if he's able to put points up like him, he could be dangerous in this tournament. Keep your eye out for Kibbles and Vix. Other than that, Debo, this was, I think, your first tournament that you've participated in. Obviously, it didn't go the way you wanted, but was it at least fun?
Oh, yeah, it was fun, you know, and then it was quick, too, so that was a good thing. It didn't take long to get in and get the tournament started, my game anyway, so yeah, that was sweet.
Oh, yeah, so you actually are you a fan of the four-minute quarters? A lot of guys in the league, they like the seven-minute quarters and want it to change to 7 minutes, but as you notice, it was 4 minutes. Did you like that better?
I can take those extra minutes, you know, and could have did something with them if I had them. So I can see both sides of the sword on it. So I'm going to say, yeah, I can go with the seven.
Okay.
Or the four,
right.
You know what I mean? And it depends on, you know, what side of the eight ball you're on, you know what I mean? But, either way, it was cool to me.
Cool, yeah, and I'm hearing a lot of talk from people that that come into the league and they don't know what to expect, and then they realize there's a lot of good competition in the OFL Now community. But the one thing they always tell me is within 1 to 2 weeks or even maybe a little longer, but they say they notice a lot of improvements in their own game just from competing with a lot of their fellow members in here. Are you noticing the similar things?
Yeah, most definitely. Getting in touch with your fellow leaders, it'll help you out. I'm really seeing some points and stuff that I really need to work on that, you know, you don't get exposed just playing, you know.
And the other thing is, the more you get involved with the community, the more you're, the more you meet guys in party chats and just hang out, stuff like that, you'll notice guys are willing to give you advice and, do all that, willing to help you out as much as they can for free. And then you got guys that are, you know, they'll give you their e-books or their lessons for a fee. So, I mean, you have that choice. You know, if you're ever looking to pay somebody for lessons, I've seen Balkino's lessons turn people from some of the weaker players in the league and turn them into playoff contenders, actually even make the playoffs. I've seen it happen within one season. You have other guys like Finesse Gigolo, who's always out there trying to help people. I know PB number one would be willing to help. I know DNA Suspect, he's willing to help. So, I mean, there's a lot of members that are highly skilled that are willing to give you what they've learned through the games if something you're interested in. How are you liking the league? What are some of the things you like, and what are some of the things you think we can improve on so we can keep getting new members?
I mean, like I said, I've been in the league, I think, like two weeks top. I mean, it's been going pretty well. Some people that think that it's legit, it's straight, you know what I mean? No problems whatsoever. Everybody's, you know, helped me out so far within everything I'm trying to do. But yeah, any guys out there that's listening tonight that want to help me out a little bit, you know, hit me up. Invite me, you know what I mean?
That's Debo 30. That's Debo37 if you guys didn't catch his gamer tag earlier in the show. So if anybody wants to help him out, lad, practice a little bit, he said he's willing. So please contact Debo37. We got another caller here coming in from the 530 area code. 530, you're now live on OFL After Dark with Debo37, Fuse Vipers. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with on this early Saturday morning?
This is Irish Savage, OOC.
All right, another new member. Irish Savage, you, ironically, you're calling the radio show at the same time as Debo37, and you guys actually both joined the league within a couple days of each other. So it's actually great to have both of you guys in here. Now, Irish Savage, we were actually just talking about, you know, different guys in the leagues offering their lessons, some for free, some charge a little fee. I believe you joined Team Balkino. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've actually been working with Balkino already?
Yeah, probably about a week ago I started working with Balkino. He's actually one of the first members I even really talked to. You know, not that I'm trying to avoid anybody, but he's just kind of one of the first guys to reach out to me and try to get to know me, you know. And I personally feel like he kind of gets a bad rap sometimes, you know, gets a lot of hate and flack from all the people in the league. And I just thought it was kind of funny, so figured I'd join up with him.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons he gets a lot of hate is because – I think people are a little, you know, they might just be jealous. When you're sitting on top winning Super Bowls and you know, it's hard to beat you, you know, you either kind of take one or two approaches usually. You either admire that person and want to learn from him and be better than him, or, you know, you become jealous and want to, you know, be him, basically. You know, you
right.
see that in all aspects of the human
right.
race.
Right. And,
not just
and you know, the main thing is when I joined the league, is, you know, I heard nothing but bad things about him, that he's a jerk, he's very arrogant, conceited, blah, blah, blah. And some of that might be true, but, you know, once you actually talk to him and get to know him, he's a nice guy just like anybody else, you know, just enjoys playing the game and wants to have fun with it. So, I mean, you know, some people just take it too seriously, I'm sure, but.
Yeah, I like Balkino on a personal level, and he's a nice guy, I think. I can see why he might rub people the wrong way from time to time. I get it, but overall, he's a genuine nice guy. He's got a big heart, great family. So, shout out to his sister. What's up, Balkino's sister, a.k.a. Sissy? Anyways, so would you recommend becoming a member of Team Balkino and purchasing his lessons for Debo? Would you recommend Debo do that? Is it something you've noticed improvement?
Yes and no. I mean, he basically, the reason I decided to take some of Balkino's advice and lessons is because I really needed help with some of the stuff I'm not familiar with, such as nanos, you know, stuff like that. My main part of my offensive scheme I already ran before I even met any of you guys in the league is the same scheme that Balkino actually runs. So I didn't
really
need help offensively, but if you're looking for help, you know, figuring out the nanos or just a little bit of help defensively, I would at least take a look at it. It couldn't hurt you, you know. I definitely have gotten some good information off of it, so it hurt.
Nice. Now, Irish Savage, I asked Debo 37 this question before you called in. Being a new member, what are some of the things you like about the OFL Now leagues, and what are something you think we could improve on so we can keep growing?
I definitely dislike the community aspect, you know, definitely being able to you know, meet new players and just kind of chit-chat with people about the game and have fun with it. I enjoy that aspect a lot. As far as improvements, I don't really, you know, have any right now just because I'm kind of still a new member and, you know, no one has really rubbed me the wrong way. Everyone I've talked to so far has been really polite and nice, you know, and it's just a very competitive league and I enjoy it so far. I mean, so far, so good.
Cool. Now, expect that to change a little bit. You're going to meet somebody that's going to piss you off eventually.
Oh,
I guarantee
I
that.
It's going to happen, of course. Of course, it's going to happen, of course. But, I'll be waiting for that. You know, I'm just trying to do right now is just get better and just try to win games. That's all I'm really trying to do right now. So,
cool. And from me and all the other members that I've heard speak about yourself and Debo, for that matter, everyone's had nothing but good things to say about both of you. So, welcome aboard. Hope you guys like the leagues. Hope you guys
appreciate
if you want to join some more leagues. I know actually the majority of our guys play in more than one league. I never expected it to be that way, but for some reason people like to play in more than one league, which that's cool with me.
Right.
For all of you listeners out there, the Fantasy Draft League is full, but we do have a new Group 5 single season non-draft, only $13 to join, $200 to the winner. We just opened that up a night or two ago. We already got a handful of people signed up, so if you're looking to get into that, get over there to shop.oflnow.com and get signed up for that. Speaking of our website, we have Snake Eyes here live on the air. Snake Eyes, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Snake Eyes, you're now live on the air with the commish here, and we got two of our newer members, Debo37 and Irish Savage OOC. But I wanted to ask you, Snake Eyes, about the website. We're looking at getting a professional website developer to develop us a better website, basically. What are some of the things you think that should be featured on that website?
Definitely label everything right in a row. Like how the how the Steelers website is. Something like that.
Okay. All right.
Like different columns for different things. And heck, even put the dang one schedules of every member on there. If you really want to go a step further.
That would be really cool, wouldn't it? I wonder if there's a way we can incorporate the stuff off of Madden and get it into a website. If any of our members in this league are website developers, know somebody that's a website developer, or know any direction to point us in, we'd love to hear about it and we'd look into it. But that's a great idea. I'd love to get that incorporated, even like the stats and stuff. I was thinking get the
updated stats every week.
Yeah. I was actually thinking if there's some way to get group chat Glip involved somehow, that would be kind of cool to have it right there on the website, and then you could have the stats right beside it and all that. That would be kind of fun. Irish Savage, any ideas what you think would make our website really take it to the next level?
I definitely agree with him on the fact of the stats. I think that'd be really cool because, you know, I'm always personally going onto my league and checking my season stats, you know, tackle yards, all that kind of stuff. So that'd be really neat to just have at the push of a button. I agree with you also. I think the chat thing would be convenient because I haven't really gotten on the Glip website yet, or if we even have one, I usually just use a mobile phone. So if we could be more like computer friendly stuff for the chat and all the website, I would definitely probably use my computer more for that. So.
Yeah, actually, months prior to you and Debo joining us, I actually built an app. We had an app, and it was pretty cool. We had all kinds of features, and we had stats, and we had a lot of stuff on there, and the guys really liked it. The problem was we couldn't get, like, a Glip-style chat. The only thing we could have was, a Facebook wall post type thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
And people really weren't too they weren't involved. The members weren't involved chatting. And the main feature of the app is we need to communicate because the number one thing to make the leagues run smoothly is communication because you need that to schedule games, you know. So we got rid of the app and we haven't gone back to it since. But it is something we'd be looking for in the future. We just need to find a way to get Glip integrated into the app, even though they told me we couldn't. So we got to figure out a way to get a chat
Somehow you could integrate those two things together. I mean, that would be perfect. That'd be ideal, you know, so definitely.
No, and I agree 100% with you. The problem is Glip says it can't be done with them, but, you know, Glip's not alone. There's other people out there doing things Glip does.
Exactly.
So. Maybe somehow we'll find another company. Now, Debo, is there any ideas you would like to see on the website/app, whichever one we would develop here in the future, or probably both is the more likely situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what everybody just said just then, you know, stats. I mean, we always want to see stats. Everybody wants to see where they rank at with everybody, you know, how well you're doing, how you're progressing, stuff like that. So, yeah, all that great stuff. You know, even some highlights. on there, you know, total snaps, you know, stuff like that. That'd be awesome too.
I agree. We have another caller coming in right now from the 321 area code. 321, you're now live on OFL After Dark. You got a loyal caller Snake Eyes, you got Fuse Vipers, you got two of our newer members, Irish Savage OOC and Debo 37. Who do we got the pleasure to speak with this early Saturday morning?
This is your boy Madernaw.
Madernaw, what's up, man? You got a new phone number?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, all right. It looked a little different. I knew the area code, but okay. Anyways, so Madernaw, how's everything going?
Pretty good. What's going on, too, man?
Let's talk a little bit about how you're doing in your leagues. Let's actually start with Group 1 Multiple. Let everybody know what team you have, what direction you're taking them in after the draft.
Group 1 Multiple right now, I'm actually 0-1. I lost my first game to the Panthers, and I have the Saints. Lost a very winnable game against what I would consider a lower opponent, but it is one of those games where Madden was on this side, I guess. All the Madden gods.
Now, I mean, that is a point. You brought a good point with these newer members in here, Debo and Irish Savage. I tell everybody, any given game in this community, even if you are the stronger opponent, you can be beat if you don't show up. Would you agree with that, Matt, or no?
Absolutely. Definitely right about that one.
Hey, Matt, now, Matt or no, we were, for everyone out there here on the chat right now, Madernaw's been a day one member. He's been here since the start. We were talking a little bit about how to improve the website and the direction we're going to go in that area. And I was telling Debo and Irish Savage and Snake Eyes that we used to have a phone app application. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have it on my phone still.
Oh, you still have it on your phone? I didn't even know it was still available. Yeah. But we were talking... Somehow we need to, and remember, the only reason we don't use it is because of the chat. Nobody used the chat or liked the way the chat was set up. Remember that?
Yeah, because it really didn't have a notifier thing. If you didn't go there, you really couldn't see.
I was thinking if we could integrate like Glip or something similar to Glip in there. Would you want to do an app again? Do you think that's the way we should go?
Yeah, I think that's the direction we should go. Have our own app for the OFL. And that would be a great idea to get it back.
Yeah, yeah. Because these guys all said they want to see stats on there. And we did have you could get your stats and stuff. Now, Madernaw, what's one or two things you would tell Irish Savage and Debo and all the other new members that are listening out there to really get the most out of this league?
Everybody really needs the new members need to get out of their shell. It's like when we have these parties, the same old people in the party. We need to start integrating a little bit more. We got 90 members, and I see maybe like 20 to 25, you know, as active as we are, you know, in parties and labbing and all that stuff. Everybody needs to get to know each other a little bit more.
That's a really, really good point, man. It's a great way to meet guys, get involved, learn things. It actually really has helped improve my game just hanging out in different parties with guys. And, you know, they're not even purposely trying to help you, but you just listen and hearing things they're saying, and you just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try that. You ever notice that, Madernaw?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Another thing. What else do you think would be a good thing for them to know to help it?
Like we were saying earlier, any given Sunday, man, you can lose a game, so you got to go into each game with the mindset, have a game plan ahead of the game, and make sure you stick with that game plan and stay focused because, man, it's mad. You know how mad it can get sometimes.
Now, I wanted to we were talking a little earlier about the Long Beach 32 tournament kicked off. Debo played the first game. Unfortunately, he suffered a loss to a newer guy, Kibbles and Vicks or something. from Facebook. But
this is a different thing. What you said his name was again? Kibbles and Bits?
Kibbles and Vicks. Like Michael Vick, okay. Kibbles and Vicks.
Oh, it's just
but,
like a dog snap.
Yeah, right. But you actually, I don't know if you saw who you drew in the first round, but you have a Redemptions 315. I'm sure you two are very familiar with each other.
Oh, yeah, I've been chilling with my girlfriend. I didn't even know the tournament, tournament started yet. So you said Redemption? That sounds like something I can play right when I get home, actually.
Yeah, that should be a good game. It could go either way. I think you match up better. If I had to pick a winner, I'd probably roll with you on this one. But you never know. Redemption's been playing really nice football.
Everything you're saying, I'm not listening to right now because I did that a couple of times and go into the game, and it didn't turn out as everybody thought it would. So I treat him like I would treat Balkino, one of the better guys out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Redemption can play. There's no doubt about it. And he's hot right now. He's playing real well. I forget who he just beat the other day. Oh, he beat Believe in Monsters by maybe two possessions or something. It was a good game. I watched it on Twitch. Speaking of Twitch, guys, if you're going to broadcast, I'm telling you, if you want to get more viewers to your broadcast, all you have to do is put the link on Glip, and it increases your viewers easily. I've seen it happen time in and time out.
See, it's one of those things where you don't know people viewing you, but sometimes, man, it's like you don't feel it, but when you put that link out there, people watch it whether you know it or not, actually. Some people watching you to, like, steal your plays. Some of them watch you just to watch it. You know, people watch you play for different reasons. Maybe they're watching you to see how the other opponent is or something, so... Definitely get to do that link.
It's true, man. And you can't always go by what Twitch is telling you is viewing you, because I've had it where it says like one viewer, yet I've been in parties where six guys are watching my game talking about the game. So I think sometimes like when you're watching it from Glip or from your computer or maybe a tablet, maybe Twitch doesn't pick up on that viewer for some reason, or maybe it's just my account or some other people's counters are messed up. But either way, so all you have to do is put www.twitch.tv/ and then put your whatever the name of your channel is, like Bad to Chad Jackson is / Chad Jackson, or mine's / OFL now _ Xbox One. So that's that. Now, Matternall, we had a little issue happened with you that people need to be very aware about. It could have been an honest mistake. Why don't you tell everybody what happened there in, what was it, group?
Group two single.
One multiple? Or single?
Group one single.
Why don't you speak
single,
a little bit
though.
About that these last 2 minutes so nobody else makes the same mistake?
Well, for group two single, I had a mindset when I first went to, I got the Detroit Lions, so I knew right away. I knew the cornerback. So I sent several trades out to several teams, and on that trade I tried to make with, I believe it was the Giants, I threw some draft picks in there, and I threw my 83 overall linebacker, Levi, in there. And not Levi, I believe his name is Palmer, and it actually was a computer team. I didn't check ahead of time to see whether there was a computer team or not, and it got accepted. And it happened a while ago, and then it got brought up that I did it. So right when I noticed that it was a computer team, I traded right back. And it's one of those things where I should have checked to see if they had a user ahead of time, but I didn't. And,
I actually thought it was an honest mistake, but the players' union – you know, they got a feel from the community, and they suggested that you should be removed from the league for a year. Now, I didn't follow what they said, and I gave you a 3-game suspension, but you decided just to drop out of the league because you thought that 3 games, 3 losses would be hard to bounce back from, although I think you had the skills that you could have done it, but that's neither here nor there for another show. We got 30 seconds. Snake Eyes, what do you think about the whole Matternall situation?
He should have been paying attention a lot better.
All right, well, straight to the point and honest from Snake Eyes as usual. Irish Savage, Debo, I really appreciate you guys calling in. Call in anytime. It makes the show go a lot better. And like Matt Ernall said, all you new members, get involved with these parties. These guys want to meet you, and it makes the whole community stronger and better. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Peace.
Cool. Thanks, guys.